1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Vernon Dozier joins us. Mr. Dozier is a high school varsity football coach at Belmar Academy and also the math teacher. You teach human science there. You're also now the head water polo coach. Tell me, Belmar is a private school?
Yes, sir. Belmar Academy is a private institution that has been in Glendale, California since 1946, and it is a college preparatory institution, yes.
All right, and you took over the water polo team because they needed your help. Because the previous coach had quit, but also because you've got, my understanding is you've got a good standing athletically.
Well, thank you for that, Phil. We've tried to do a good job. We've won two division titles with our varsity football team, and we did win our league in water polo. And I think water polo is a very special sport. It's a sport that demands incredible conditioning. I think it's something that people should understand.
I've watched it. I think the only time I've really watched water polo though is in the Olympics, but it looks like physically there couldn't be a more demanding sport.
That's exactly right. Now, one of the things I think is great about water polo, and this is why we got into the controversy involved.
Now, does the school administration stand behind you? You have a website, and this website has pictures of your water polo team?
Well, the school administration, I don't think has much. I don't think they have much choice. What I've meant to the school in terms of athletics, we've elevated the athletic program at our school to such a high degree that I think they understand that there are certain people, and I think I'd like to include myself in that, who you just, I guess you just defer to their knowledge, and that's what I tell the parents too. I say to them, look, I know you have concerns, but it's my water polo team, it's my football team, it's my math class, it's my human science class, it's my health class. Just let me do my job.
All right, let's get to this to the website.
Well, the first thing I wanted to mention, Phil, the brief that the water polo player wears is conducive to a couple of things. It's obviously light, so the players are able to operate in the water with speed and accuracy. It also is it shows that water polo is unique. It allows the fan to get involved in the game from two levels: appreciation for the sport, and you can also see the great physical conditioning that these athletes are in. And I think...
All right, but let me just interrupt you if I could.
Certainly.
Now, the website that you devoted exclusively to the water polo team, you told us earlier there are pictures there that celebrate the sport of water polo, the conditioning of the young men, and so forth.
That is great. It's an area where I've got the experience. And these parents who were complaining...
They were complaining because they didn't like some of the pictures?
Exactly, Phil, but I have to tell to these parents, do a little self-analysis. Recognize that you're a little bit out of your element, that, you're talking to me, I'm a teacher, you're not, and just get away from me, not get away from me, but stay away from me, and they're making a tempest in a teapot, I think.
All right, I wanted to get to that. The website for the water polo team, this lady, Susan Butcher, is a mother, and she was one of the parents who complained to the school administration when she asked you about the water polo website. And you...
Well, I overreacted. I lost my cool.
Well, what did you say to her?
To Ms. Butcher?
Yeah.
I told her that she was saying some pretty insulting things to me, and I told her that she needed to get out of my office.
Well, did you say she needed to get out of your office before you threw her through a door?
I did, and I apologized to her for that, and I sat down and I explained our website. At the end of the meeting, we shook hands and realized it was all a big misunderstanding.
All right. The website shows conditioning.
That's correct.
There are photographs here of players in the locker room, and I guess what she was asking about, there's one here where there is a player laying on one of the benches, and there are three other players around pulling his suit off. So, I wonder about the propriety.
Well, let me tell you something. The player is Rusty Miller. He's one of our top players. He'd been injured in the game. He was unable to get the brief off, and that's a picture of the players helping him get his brief off, and it was a very tough game. It was a Davis game. We won that game that got us into the playoffs.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm totally unfamiliar with the game of water polo. I'm just responding to what I heard some of the parents say. There's a picture here of the players beginning to get out of their suits.
Let me stop you there, Phil, because I'm not sure that you're going where you should with this.
All right.
These are photos after our Davis game, one of the biggest games. The players were exhausted. It shows the energy and the celebration. The picture of them in the shower I took shows them snapping each other with towels and really celebrating. And
well, the players are naked in this picture.
No, but we did something that's called pixelate the picture.
You blurred out the private areas. But okay, let me ask you, did you take these pictures?
Yes, I did. I took them. And
what did you tell the school board?
I told the school board, and they backed me up. I told them, you know who I am. I brought four division football titles to the school and a water polo league title. You get these parents off my back before I, you know, lose my temper.
And what did the school board say?
They don't have much to say. I mean, they look. I'll tell you what, all they got to do is look at that trophy case. That's what they got to say. And
all right. I'm going to give our phone number out here, but I want to ask you this question first. Some people think the pictures are inappropriate.
No, I know what they're saying, and you don't need to repeat it. The conditioning of these players, so in other words, they're saying that I've got a website that has some inappropriate pictures.
Some people are thinking that. You've got pictures here of the players posing in these briefs, okay? One of them is wearing a Santa Claus hat.
That was Christmas time, yeah.
And they're holding presents.
That is correct. Are let me explain something to you, Phil, so you make a total fool out of yourself. People who understand water polo understand that in our sport we celebrate the great conditioning of our athletes. And we like to photograph them in their uniforms, in the brief, showing the conditioning.
Three guys helping another guy pull his brief off?
Well, I don't know what you're inferring, sir, but I...
Well, I'm just asking you.
That's standard. When a guy gets injured, you need help to get that thing off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Vernon Dozier of the Belmar Academy water polo team. He's a head coach with a website that has...
I don't mean to...
Hold on, I'm just telling my audience, that has pictures that have been, you know, some of the parents didn't like the pictures.
Here's the bottom line, Phil, if I may, come on over to Belmar Academy. Take a look at our trophy case. Take a look at our three division football divisional title trophies. Take a look at the two water polo league titles that we've got. Take a look at the division championship we won in baseball when I was the athletic director. Take a look at the women's or the girls' volleyball trophy that we won when I was the athletic director. Take a look at the track and field trophy that we won 2 years in a row, CIF in our division, when I was the athletic director. That's all you need to look at in order to have your questions answered. As the athletic director of this school, and as an individual who, and I will say this, I single-handedly pulled the athletic program out of, and I didn't want to say, it was embarrassing when I got here. I don't think they even knew what a football looked like when I got here. I did it. Me. And if I want to put some pictures on a website, and it shows some guys in the shower, what are you saying? Are you saying...
What are you saying? Are you saying the parents don't have the right?
First of all, Ms. Butcher's son is not even in the pictures. Her son got cut from the team, and I'll tell you why her son got cut from the team, because he's a lousy water polo player and because he couldn't take discipline and direction of the game. Now, what she's doing crying to me about it, I don't know.
This woman, you said, get out of my office or I'm going to throw you through a door. Now, I recognize that you have...
She was, and any coach out there will tell you, there are parents out there that never, ever leave you alone. They never leave you alone. They're on your phone. They're on your voicemail. They're at the school, and they're all over you like white on rice. Like, they're all over you like stink on a you-know-what. And I'm trying to say to her, I got it under control. Your son's not even in any of these pictures. Okay?
And did you make a comment to her, and I'm just saying what the school told me, about her getting her jollies? Or
I said to her, I said, why are you in here? Were you getting your kicks looking at these pictures?
You didn't say that to a teacher. I mean, to a parent.
I did. Phil, I said it to a parent who had been a nuisance and had been completely over the line in the way she was dealing with me. And
so you ask her, is she getting her jollies looking at these guys in their water polo briefs?
I did. And I also said, get out of my office because I don't want to. Her son wasn't in any of these pictures. Her son was in one of the pictures I was going to put in, but then we cut him from the team.
Okay, that's probably what she's talking about, because her son was one of the guys in the shower.
Yeah, but we cut him from the team, so I cut him out of that picture.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. You just heard the story. I think he told it very clearly. Vernon Dozier is the head water polo coach at Belmar Academy. Now, the website is a website that he administers himself, for the water polo team there. And it shows pictures of the players in their what are called the water polo brief. There's a few of them in game conditions. A lot of them are of them in the locker room. One of them shows them in a state of undress where the picture is called pixelated, which means they blur out certain private areas. The one picture that one of the mothers was complaining about shows the players helping another player off with his suit. There is another picture here that shows four of them standing shoulder to shoulder wearing Santa Claus hats. They're in their little briefs and they're holding Christmas presents. And there's another that shows two of them playfully wrestling. And the positions, I suppose, you could interpret as being perhaps a little inappropriate. I mean, they over a guy's head. And this kind of thing. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Without actually showing you the picture, it's difficult to describe, and I'm afraid that if I do, I don't want to read anything into it that may not be there. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Vernon Dozier in a moment.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got Vernon Dozier on the line from Belmar Academy. If a parent comes to you and says, you got my son on this website, this water polo website, and he's not wearing clothes or he's in the locker room.
Look, we don't have any nude pictures of any kid, all right? I simply have posted pictures of our most attractive athletes.
Not the best, but the most attractive?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're good players, but you don't want to put on a website pictures of some guy that is not, doesn't look good in that thing. I mean, what you're talking about is it's a brief.
Is this a website for women? I don't understand.
No, it's a website that is celebrating our water polo team. We want people to know that we've got an outstanding water polo team, that we have won the league title.
Then why are you just putting pictures up of the good-looking guys?
Because there is a way, Phil, I don't know if you'll understand this, but water polo coaches and players will understand this. There's a way that you can look in that brief that is attractive, and there's a way that you don't. And people watch water polo to not only see the game, but to admire the athletes as well and their physical attributes. And that's as far as I want to go with that.
Well, what do you mean that's as far as you? And what do you mean by physical attribute?
Well, you got a lot of questions, don't you?
Well, that's why I've got you on the program. I mean, you got pictures here of guys pulling each other's briefs off.
Well, look, water polo is not the most exciting sport in the world. I'm trying to get people interested in watching it. It's a very dull game if you don't understand it. The best way to get people interested in watching water polo is to accentuate one of the great things about the sport, and that is we got players who look good in those bathing suits. Now I'm not gay by any stretch of the imagination. I've been married 31 years, and I'm very much in love with my wife. By the way, is very ill right now, but I love her and all of that. But I can tell you, when I see these young men in the locker room, and the way they look in those suits, and I don't know, the way they fill them out, you want people to see, and
well, what do you mean the way they fill them out? See, everything
you're reading sex into this, and that's where you have to draw the line.
Okay,
it's got nothing to do with sex. Yes, it does have to do with enjoying looking at them.
Well, as their coach, you enjoy watching them play.
Yes,
and you enjoy watching them win. Are you also saying you're enjoying watching them in their bathing suits?
Well, you do. if you've coached water polo enough, if you watch water polo, let me tell you what, Phil, our website is...
Well, let me, here, there's a picture here that shows one of the guys in his Speedo, and there's a close-up of the guy's crotch.
Right. What, if you're asking me to be ashamed, are you asking me to be ashamed of that or something? Or are you asking me to...
Well, I'm asking, why do you have a close-up on a water polo site of the guy's crotch?
Because... to appreciate the great game of water polo.
No, hold on. You have a close-up of this guy's crotch.
Look, we are trying to get sponsorship. We're trying to get people to watch. We're trying to get people to enjoy water polo. No one cares about water polo. No one watches water polo. I'm trying desperately to get people to come out to these games. We won a league championship, and I can't draw flies to our game. I mean, we got three or four parents up there who drove the players to the game, so they got to be there. You know, that's the part that's pathetic. Say, why are you here? Well, we drove the team, so what am I supposed to do? All right, I'm trying to get people to enjoy the game of water polo, and there's only one way, especially with the females. You're right, with the mothers.
But you're using high school students, high school boys who are technically minors, to attract adult women to come to the water polo game. I mean, they're minors, right?
No, they're water polo players. I don't understand.
Yeah, but they're minors.
I haven't seen any of them carrying a canary in a cage. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about a coal miner. They...
I didn't know what you meant, Mr. Harry.
They're minors. That's very funny. They're minors as...
They're under the age of 18, yeah.
All right. On the website, there's a real close-up of some guy's crotch.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Between you and I, how do I get your average 35, 40-year-old mother to come out to these games? Okay? They don't like sports. Most women hate sports. The only sport that I think they would be interested in is water polo, to come out and take a look at, you know, what these guys have got in their shorts. I mean, I'm sorry, but
that's what I'm saying, and this is why the people...
Yeah, but you don't understand how to market sports, and you don't get water polo. There's soccer moms. We're looking for water polo moms, okay? The soccer moms want to go out and look at guys in high socks. That's fine. But I've got something out here that I think they'd be interested in. And when those kids get out of the pool, I'll be very honest with you, when they get out of the pool, and there's a bulge, okay?
So the moms are going to want to see that.
You better believe it. You better believe it. You can take that to the bank. And I'm sorry if that offends people, and I'm sorry if that...
The mother of a young man who is in that pool is going to be appreciative of another mother checking out her son's crotch.
Hey, let me tell you something. When I came to this school, they didn't have diddly squat for an athletic department. I built it with my bare hands. Now they come to me and they say, oh, coach, can you help our water polo team?
Well, coach, look at it. I appreciate...
No, let me finish. Now I say to them, okay, you want a water polo team? You want people to come out and watch the water polo team? They say, yeah, okay. Then you let me take the reins of this thing and get out of my way. Get out of my office. Get out of my face. And any parent that comes in here, if you don't get them out of my office... So help me God, they'll go sailing through a door. So I got a website. I took a couple of provocative pictures of the guys in their briefs. And
yeah, but a close-up of the guy's crotch.
Hey, whatever it takes. And now I get these mothers screaming and crying. Well, guess what? At least they're reacting. And I don't think there's anything wrong for a woman who's now entering her 40s and has a husband who, man, he couldn't care about her. To get a little bit of a fantasy life going, staring at some guy in a brief. Big deal. I want to go to the website here.
All right, I'll let you do your website. I got another segment.
All right, but let me just give you the website, www.waterpolobulge.com.
So you do advertise it?
Yeah.
Waterpolobulge.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier from the Belmar Academy Water Polo. He's the head coach. They've got pictures on the website of the guys. They're in their Speedos, close-ups and everything. And, of course, his whole rationale is this. Nobody likes to watch water polo. No one's coming out to see the games. He's trying to get the females to attend by putting on his website pictures of guys and the big, fat close-up of the guy's crotch. Nice going, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Vernon Dozier with us, a water polo coach from a college prep high school. He has a website celebrating the water polo team and pictures of the players that are in states of, you know, undress. And there have been people asking about propriety of this.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Phil, one of the reasons why I wanted to do your show
was to take some phone calls. Well, I've been holding off on that because I wanted you to be able to state your case. I don't think you've stated your case very well.
I think I've stated my case very well. Again, are you a coach? No. Are you a...
Well, you don't have to be a coach to know whether or not I'm looking at a picture of a young guy under the age of 18. And he's being asked to pose in a way that's going to attract females, like somebody's helping him off with his suit and all of this stuff.
It's not just females, you know... I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to not be homophobic. You want to get some of the gays. You want to get people who watch the game of water polo. No one cares. You look at these kids get out of the water, and that brief, and I'm just going to say it, that brief is jammed right up in there. And that's going to give some woman, premenopausal, a lousy thrill. And you want, and you're going to begrudge her that. Is that it?
Sir, I would not begrudge anybody their, quote, lousy thrills, but when it comes to a high school student, and you are using them as a sexual magnet of some kind for older women in the school to come and watch the water polo...
I've got to help this program survive. Now, I made the athletic program in this school when they had nothing but going to school here.
I can understand you're angry.
Yes, that's right. I am angry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jack, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just can't believe this guy. I'm a professor, and I've had many, many coaches in my classes as well. And just because you get a teaching degree and just because you've won a few titles or whatever does not make you God.
Well, I don't
and for
so
this
God,
kind of belief that no one has the right to challenge him about what he's doing with their kids, I mean, this guy's so narcissistic that, he has an answer for everything.
No, I didn't say they can't challenge me, but I have...
Oh, you're going to throw them through their doors if they do.
Wait, hold on.
I'll tell you one thing. I bet you wouldn't throw many wives through the door around where I live, because they'd kick your butt.
Wait a minute. I know water polo. First of all, this lady comes into my office. Her son's not even on the team anymore, so what's she bitching about? That's number one. Number two, I heard her story. Now I asked her to leave, and she's still standing there. I said, okay, now, when you leave, I'll use your head to open the door.
You said this to a mother? This is a private school.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't say that to my wife.
Why wouldn't I? If she was...
I'd beat your ass.
Yeah, okay.
You sound awfully bad when you're hiding there behind the microphone.
You know,
but I
you
can't
sound
believe
like a guy
any,
who's
I can't
got...
believe any school
bad.
District would hire you.
Well, first of all,
you're sick.
You sound like you're about 5'2" with a lisp. You know what I'm saying? So...
Well, believe me, at least I'm not a pervert like you. Have to attract people to your sport only because they are sex objects.
Look,
for
just
males
because
and
you're
females,
sitting
you're sick,
there,
fella.
Just because you got your tweed jacket on with your tenor at some freaking school that nobody ever heard of, doesn't mean you're going to tell me my job. See, you're telling me my job. Am I telling you your job?
Nobody has a right to tell you anything because, by God, you're a teacher and because you've won a couple championships.
Well, good for
you. You're so in love with yourself,
you know
I can't believe it.
You're in love with you. You wear your little bow tie to class and you suck on a pipe.
See, you can't argue the point. You have to get into these little cute little things.
Well, you just said you'd kick my ass.
Really argue something worthwhile.
Didn't you just say you'd kick my ass?
Well, hold on for a minute.
And I know a lot of other people that would. You're not going to be making many threats to women around where I live.
Hold on. Well, where do you live, in a trailer park? What kind of a professor are you, anyway?
Well,
professor,
I think that's
what?
None of your business, whatever what I do.
I happen
to be a psychologist.
Oh, well, that's good psychology. You'll just kick my ass. Hey,
well, I think it's appropriate when you have somebody that's as low on the totem pole as you. There's probably the only things you'd understand, because that's the way you talk to women. You're really tough with women.
How many pens can you jam into a pocket protector at one time?
Isn't that funny? Can we get back on the point?
Well, this guy says he's going to beat me up.
Well, hold on. You said you were going to open a door.
You're going to beat up women.
You were going to open a door with a woman's head.
Look, I didn't ask her to come into the office and start browbeating me about a lousy picture that I thought would give her a thrill.
Oh, boy, you are sick.
How am I sick? Wait. Now you're
using it. You're exploiting kids is what you're doing.
You're
in the school system that hires you. They're sicker than you if they allow you to be employed there.
Well, first of all, this is a private school.
No, but I want this guy to answer one question for me. He's got to tell me how that's sick, trying to get people to an athletic event that heretofore has never been attended by parents.
Well, why don't you just have the boys and girls in there fornicating on the thing? That way it might attract more people, too.
I'm sick?
But you're saying that the ends justify the means.
No, I didn't say they're, quote, fornicating, as you said. I said I got a kid in his brief and he had a...
No, I said, why not? I mean, if your only concern is attracting more people, why not make it a pornographic site?
Because I think that's over the line.
The means justifies the ends.
Well, you're a psychologist, okay? So why don't you do that? Why don't you attract people to your business by having two psychiatrists doing each other in a laboratory or something?
You're way off the point.
You know, Mr. Henry, these kinds of radio shows where you get...
What academy is he with and where?
Sir, I teach at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. It's a college preparatory high school. We have boys and girls involved in all kinds of athletics. And not only that, I teach as well in our math, in our human sciences department, in our health classes. And I know these kids.
They must be awfully hard up. That's all I can say.
Well, you know, you've got a lot of judgment going.
They must be hard up to hire someone like you and let you be there with the kind of attitude you have.
You got a lot of judgment going.
This narcissistic, egomaniac attitude
you
have is unbelievable.
Oh, you're whipping out all the big words now.
Well, if only to break them down so someone like you could understand.
Narcissistic is not a big word.
Oh, I thought you just said it was. Hold on for a minute. You got a lot of guts sitting there in your tweed jacket with your Sherlock Holmes pipe and your bow tie.
Well, you sure got me pinned right. I'll say that.
Let me ask you something. Do you part your hair in the middle?
No, I wish I did. I mean, I'd be glad to.
Okay, where are we going with this?
Well, I mean, this guy is...
I think the gentleman's made his point, and he's made it very well. You're using kids as sexual magnets, and...
No, I'm not.
You did say that you've got pictures in there that have, you know, the bulge, and you want to give some premenopausal woman a thrill. Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did say that, yeah. I did say, and I don't deny saying that. I'm not having the kid go to her house and bet her. I'm not having a kid go to her house and use his face as a saddle. I'm saying...
Okay, that's not necessary. You're on my radio show now. Coach, you can do what you want in your athletic department, not on my show.
Oh, well, look at you. You getting all pushy with me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're the one that gets pushy. You're real pushy with women and young kids. But when an adult stands up to you, then you don't like it. That's terrible.
I didn't know Poindexter was still on the line.
I'll say one thing. You certainly find your own comments funny, but I don't think anybody else does.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're not very bright.
I'm not bright.
No.
I thought the Poindexter line was pretty good.
No, it isn't. It's not. It's beside the point. It's childish, and it doesn't address what is essentially the thing we've been trying to address here. Using children, I asked you if they were minors, and you came off with some crack about it. You haven't seen them with a canary in a cage lately.
I didn't know what you were saying. Oh, so you're going to bust on me for that.
Talk around the issues. He never really responds to the kind of comments that you make to him.
Hey, look, Yoda, why don't you hang up?
No, because I'm having too much fun with you.
Sir, Jack, you've made some good points here on our show. I'm going to let you go. Got to go to commercial break. Thank you very much, sir.
Bye.
Thank God.
Yoda. You think you're funny, huh?
You know what? You got one call in 40 minutes, pal.
Don't worry about that. I'll deal with that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You would stick an ice pick into a baby to save a cougar in a bush.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's what we've done.
Vernon Dozier is with us, and we're talking about the website that he has for his water polo team and the fact that some of the pictures on your water polo website are deemed by some people to be inappropriate. You just gave that gentleman a hard time.
What do you mean I gave him a hard time? He calls up with his Wally Cox impression. He's got on his tweed jacket with the leather elbow protectors. He's sucking on a Sherlock Holmes pipe, and he's got 16 pens jammed in his pocket, and he's trying to tell me my business. I'm not telling him how to be a psychologist.
What's that splashing?
I'm right in my tub right now. I'm just working out some strategy for next season.
You're working out strategy for what?
For a water polo team.
In your bathtub?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't own an Olympic-sized pool like you do, Mr. Hendry. So, in other words, that makes me bad.
Wait. No, I'm interested. I'm sorry, but you work out strategy for your water polo in your bathtub.
Yeah, I'm pretending I've got little... Okay, so what, are you going to laugh at me now?
You're sitting in the tub right now doing what?
I'm playing with some little miniature men.
And doing what?
Working out strategy for our water polo team. He scores. There, see right there. Boy, you keep laughing at me, man.
Sorry, man, I don't mean to laugh at you, but...
You're laughing at me, why? Because I'm working strategy out for next year's... Here, look at this. There's the ball over him. Add out.
Get out of here. Add out. I'm in my tub working out strategy for next year's season. Anybody out there understand water polo? Even get water polo?
Mr. Hall.
Oh, what did I do now?
Nothing.
What, is water or polo? Is that against the rules? Yeah, David?
Yeah, no. You didn't say anything provocative. You didn't say anything over the line.
Well, then why are you calling?
That's just it. You didn't say anything over the line or provocative. That was the most boring hour of radio.
No, get out of here. That cat was funny.
Yeah, the water polo in his bathtub, that was funny. And the Wally Cox material, okay.
Why don't you go and do whatever it is you do late at night and leave me to my own devices, okay?
Oh, you're just like that guy. Nobody can tell you your world, huh? You got it all locked in. Brother.
What are you doing?
I'm taking a bath.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight? Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Is this thing on? Yes, sir. This is Lloyd Bonafide.
And I'm R.C. Collins.
Join us on Memorial Day, May 30th, as the Phil Hendry Show presents the Lloyd Bonafide
and R.C. Collins Marathon.
3 solid hours of me and whatever that is.
What are you talking about?
You know, I don't consider you to be a soldier. I don't consider you to be a soldier. I'm a Korean War veteran.
And I'm a member of Bradley Military Academy. We're going to talk about everything.
Jesus.
That's May 30th, the Phil Hendry Show's Lloyd and RC Marathon. Over most of these stations, but not all of them.
You are not a soldier. I don't give a sweet Jesus.
Why don't you get a piece of bat and slide off?
Okay, that did it.
All right, that killed some good time. We ought to play that whole thing. There you go, bud. That's the Navy theme, huh?
Yeah, off we go in the wild blue yonder.
How the hell do you get off we go into the wild blue font?
Jesus, talk much? Well, Blue Thunder. Say.
Come here for a minute, man.
You're going to hit me.
You're right, I am. The Navy theme. I don't know where you get Navy out of Off We Go Into the Wild Blue Yonder.
Aren't there a lot of queers in the Navy?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a gay thing to say. Off we go into the wild blue.
First of all, man, off we go into the wild blue yonder means we're flying out there, baby. The Navy is anchors away.
Whatever. Anchors away. I'll tell you the only... Remember Jessica Savage?
Yeah, she was on NBC. She drowned.
There's your anchor that went away.
Isn't that funny?
They should say... Who's the guy that just croaked?
I don't know. Who did?
Well, when it, like, Dan Rather dies, they could say, anchor away. Another anchor goes away.
It's not a bad idea, bud.
Thank you.
What a mess. All right, now, yeah, on the 30th, we'll have our RC and our Lloyd marathon as our Memorial Day marathon. We always have Lloyd, who is our Korean War veteran, RC, who's a little wannabe at the Bradley Military Academy. And as I mentioned, we are also going to be beginning our webcasts. We're going to have live broadcasts of the show via video, or whatever the hell you want to call it, live video streaming on the website. Oh, wow, that's heavy. My phone's ringing. I still know who that is. I might have to call him back. Why don't I turn my phone off? That would really help, wouldn't it? Good Lord. Harry's in there ripping what's left of his hair out.
Well, what a retarded thing to do, you jerk.
Don't call me a jerk. I didn't know it was on.
Everywhere you go, they tell you to turn your phone off. When you're in a movie theater, turn your phone off. When you're in the middle of a movie, turn your phone off. When you're flying, turn your phone off. You're doing a radio show and your phone's on? What a douche and a half. Skull-numbing doucheness.
Yeah.
He's right. This is Lord Hall. You gotta be some kind of a skull-numbing douchebag to have your phone on while you're doing a radio show. And not only that, I can hear it interfering with the cue monitor going... How professional! David Baker has spoken.
Yeah, see?
All right, let me get back to what I was saying then. That we're going to be doing a webcast. The only way you can see the webcast is if you go to www.philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass. That way you can watch us do the show. And as radio shows go, ours is, you know, kind of fun to watch. Check it out, www.philhenryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.